Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right. I'm here doing Tradio. I'm Isaiah, your host, and then I'm also with Joe, who's back.
I'm back!
Woo! Yeah. Are we glad to see your face?
I'm kind of glad to be back. It's just it was nice going away. It's always nice going away, but it's always nice coming back. You know?
Yes, it goes both ways.
Yeah, it does. Uh-huh. It does. It's good to get away.
And you know, I'm sorry to say, I think you brought the poor weather.
Oh, I'm just telling you, it was beautiful where I was. The sun back, mm-hmm. But it didn't follow.
I know, you tried to put it in a little cedar bentwood box, yeah, and tried, sure, to take it with,
sure,
you,
yeah,
and it didn't,
yeah,
quite fit, did it?
Yeah, but it was nice. It was nice weather. It was unusual nice weather, I guess, where I was, but
yeah,
that's okay. I we took it. It was dry.
Yes. Yeah. So, folks, we're doing Tradio this morning. That's buy, sell, or trade. So if you have something that you want to attempt to buy, sell, or trade, or you're in search of something, or you're a nonprofit and you have some PSA about some event coming up, you can call in at 907-772-3808.
Yeah, I listened to Tradio a couple times while I was gone.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. I just got up that early.
Just to make sure that, you know, the place,
yeah,
hadn't burned down after you left.
Right, yeah. Well, I listened to some of the fundraiser, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You sound like you had an awesome fundraiser.
It you know what? It went fantastic, and it was really inspiring to have all these people here and talking and interviewing and being, yeah, interviewed, yeah, is such a fun process.
That was your first fundraiser.
Yeah, yeah, it was my first one.
Before I left, it was quite a hectic week. It turned out to be a bit.
It was hectic, running around a bit like a sandpiper, you know, up and down the beach. And this place is a little bit of a long hallway, and so during that whole week, it was like I would turn a corner and there'd be someone new and be like, "Hey." Yeah, I certainly got my steps in.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Yeah, no, it's quite an event, and it starts off with that banquet or the
brunch, which was really cool.
God,
that was great.
And
yeah.
And just the people, the interviews, and all the fun you're having.
No one can hear you.
No one can hear me.
Oh, really? I have him on mic, too.
I know, and it's up. So someone said he couldn't be heard, but they're on the phone. You can ask them.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll test. And if people can't hear Joe, do let us know. So we do have another caller on, or the first caller on line one.
Yeah, that's ask her if she can hear me.
It's
yeah.
They're not talking loud enough.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. We do have a caller on line one. You are on the air.
Okay, hey, this is Liz Bacon. Can you hear me?
Hi, Liz. Can you hear Joe?
Well, no, I couldn't hear him, so no. I thought you had him in a little box or something.
Oh,
so
I was thinking about putting him in a little box, but...
A big box,
yeah. Here, why don't we put him on mic three, too?
Yeah, okay.
Well, it seems to be working now.
Okay. Well, your headphones working now.
My headphones, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now you're in stereo.
Oh, God, there we go.
Okay.
That's even louder.
Is that a bit better?
Yeah. Hi there, Liz.
Hey.
Okay, Liz, yes. you're good. Give us your announcement, message, whatever you got.
Okay, well, I am calling from Rain Country Quilters, and I'm calling about a couple of things happening on Saturday. We have a silent auction that'll be occurring in the hallway on Saturday, and it'll be towards where the gym is, the high school gym, so you've got to kind of walk all the way down. It's the quieter end of the hallway. We have a lot of items that are made by our local quilters that'll be up for silent auction. And then the quilt show is over at the Lutheran Church, and it will be open to the public from noon until 4 o'clock. and we're looking for quilts to display. They'll be most of them will be laid across the back of the pews. It's really a beautiful presentation of the quilt, and you can actually get up pretty close and look at the craftsmanship. And if anybody is interested in having a quilt displayed, they can bring it by the Lutheran Church on Friday evening from 5 until 6:30.
Okay.
And if they need assistance getting a quilt to us to display, then give me a call at 907-518-0808.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting. And so there's actually two kind of quilt events coming up, one on and two on Saturday. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, two on Saturday. One is at the Oktoberfest in the hallway, and that's a silent auction. That's a fundraiser for us, and we generally use the money to help with Quilts of Valor or Care Quilts or supporting KFSK or other groups in the community that support us as quilters. Mm-hmm.
So I see on the PSA it says that the drop-off. Did you say the drop-off time for quilts on Friday evening? Did I miss that?
Yes, it is. For Friday, for the Lutheran Church display.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Friday evening from 5 to 6:30.
Right. That's what the PSA is. That's what if anyone wants to drop them off that time or get a hold of you if they're having a problem getting them there, that would help. So
Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool. That
all
works.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks very
Liz.
Much. All right. Okay. That's coming up. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, I've never spent an October here. And I'm pleasantly surprised at how busy things are.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's things going on. There's movie showings. There's stuff going on the weekends, which I guess is a consequence of people not being able to get outside as easily.
Well, October starts. It's like the start of the season, so to speak. And November gets busier, and then December, you'll see PSAs galore in December because the organizations doing things and stuff. It gets
and that's before the cabin fever sets in.
Right. Well, everybody gets this big push before cabin fever. Then after the holidays, kind of just we are. We got three more months of this.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Well, we have another caller on line one. You're on the air. Oh, hello. Can you hear us?
Yeah, you got me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got a free refrigerator and freezer. Still works. It's white, and it's one of those refrigerator freezers that has the freezer on the bottom.
Oh, yes.
And it's free for the taking. And you can reach me at 518-0005.
Okay.
All right.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. That'll be good, because I always see kind of a sorry little line of refrigerators at the dump when I run by sometimes.
Yeah,
it's like they're lined up, they're waiting for something. But
well, a lot of them waiting because somebody comes up there and releases or takes all the Freon out of them periodically.
Oh, my gosh, right.
If you go up there and you see a big red X on it, that means the Freon's been taken out.
Which is good. Those things are
moving. So they charge you for the Freon removal, but... refrigerators work and they're in high demand, people put them if they don't want them in their house, they'll put them in the garage, anything else. You've got to have a beverage refrigerator in your garage if you have a garage, you know.
Right.
But they're always in demand, and they're, you know, it's a neat thing. I think his probably phone is ringing already, I'll bet.
Yeah, I bet so. Okay, we do have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Joe. Welcome back.
Thank you, Sal.
Hiya.
It's Sally from the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
This week we're doing something a little bit different because we are celebrating Halloween a week early so that people can be home next week with the trick-or-treaters coming to their houses.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's Saturday's trick-or-treat.
So Rhoda and I are doing a trick. We're not bringing nothing. Our people that come and play are bringing the snacks and goodies this year.
Wow.
Nice.
And it's pretty nice. It's kind of fun to have them, you know, see what they like to bring instead of what I'm bringing all the time.
Well, it'll be like a little borgishmord of stuff then, probably.
Yeah. A little smorgasbord.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. And then my other hat I have on today. Oh, by the way, bingo doors open at 6, bingo starts at 7, and it's open to the community to play.
Yeah.
But my other hat is Oktoberfest, and it'll be in the Parks and Rec gym. The doors open to the public at 10 and goes till 3. If you're a vendor, doors open at 8 for you to pack in your stuff. However, Friday night between 7 and 8, you can bring your tables and chairs and any shelving and stuff, but we don't recommend bringing your product because we don't have the key to that evening in the gym, and we can't be responsible for your stuff.
Right. That mm-hmm. makes sense. But tables and chairs are probably okay.
Yeah, you know, your little infrastructure, as we call it.
Yeah. All right.
And then the other thing I wanted to do to say was that if you are a vendor and you are on Facebook or buy, sell, trade, you know, one of those places, go ahead and boost. Put down that you're going to be at Oktoberfest and get the word out. We don't want anybody sitting at home going, oh, nothing to do on Saturday.
Hmm.
Of course, this is Petersburg. There's always something to do on a Saturday. But
yeah.
And then the last thing I wanted to talk about was each year the Muskeg Malariers, which is the group that sponsors the 49th Annual Art Show, we do a raffle. And we do it just the one day. And it, you know, a lot of people don't even know it's there. So this year we put our prizes in the window at the Pilot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We have just for little exposure. And we still only sell the tickets at the Oktoberfest itself on Saturday. They're $2 each, and we are having two matching dining room chairs that we rosemalled and recovered the seats.
What?
We have, it's kind of cool. And we have a large Velcomen sign that can be hung up outside your house. It's all ready to go. We have a beautiful Sedestal style clock painted in the Rogalin style. And then Polly Kinnaman has painted a hot cold go cup, really fancy. It's got a black background and a pretty design on it, a Norwegian design that she freehands.
Wow.
And when we do these kind of things, we put a can with a number in front of each item. And if you only like, say, the chairs, and you can put all your tickets just in the chair one. If you just love the go cup, you can just put them in the go cup. And when they're drawn at 2:30, you'll find out if you're a winner or not.
Nice. Okay.
And the funding for this is charitable. We do a couple scholarships each year for arty kind of things or other. And we also use it to bring in teachers. And when we have a teacher come to town, we always insist that the first class is for beginners so that people can come and try out rosemalling and not be too freaked out by it.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, have a wonderful rainy day.
Thanks, Sally.
You betcha. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
Nice.
Yeah, and so we do have another caller who's been very patient, who is on line one. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. This is Steve Ellis. I've got a rear bumper for an F-150 Ford. Actually, I got two of them. They're in good shape, free to a good home. I notice half of them around town are all rusted away, but these ones are still good.
Nice.
Somebody would like to have them, I think. I've also got a... I got to look at the name again. Big barbecue grill, Front Avenue. All stainless barbecue machine that we put a new grate and stuff in it. I waylaid it on its way to the dump and patched it up. It's good shape and looks good and it's clean.
Nice.
I got a couple $100 for.
Okay.
And the phone number would be
907-340-4771. 340-4771.
Yeah.
Okay. Any particular year on those F-150 bumpers, Dave? Idea?
Yeah. 20 years ago.
Okay. 20, older 20, Ford.
2005.
Oh, early 2000s. Okay. Yeah, they last, yeah. They're interchangeable for several years there. They just got to get that little time slot. So early 2000s would probably be about right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, I hope you find a good home for those.
Yeah, we'll try. I got one other suggestion. I've been walking over PAF Hill there for about 60 years and listening to people talk down there in the park. I think we should change the name of that park to International Park. Instead of Raven's Roost or Eagle's Roost, it should be International Park because most of the languages I hear down there are not English.
Hmm. Well, we are a diversified economy or population.
Yes, yes, we are.
Yeah. I just throw that out there. It's a phenomenon that I've noticed in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite different than what it was 50 years ago. Or 30 when they made it. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Dave. Thank you.
Yep, bye.
All right, and then we have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Am I on line two?
Yes.
Oh, good morning. Hey, this is Ashley Lohr. Good morning, guys.
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, I heard Sally on the radio, and I was like, yeah, I should jump on too. Yep, Oktoberfest. This Saturday, I will be there selling some fresh jewelry, and that's, again, 10 to 3 at the community gym. I actually have a oil painting class coming up.
Whoa.
Open for ages 16 and up. Teenagers are free. So the registration would be through the library, and it's on November 2nd, which is a Sunday. So all day on November 2nd at the A&B Hall, you must sign up ahead of time. It is $140 for adults. And oil painting, we will learn about symmetry, about transparent and opaques, and then we will be painting what I call it's flowers and foliage. So kind of organic, non-specific flowers, really just kind of working with the oils, mostly just focusing on that. And that's going to be, I have a max of 20. So if you're interested in signing up, I suggest signing up sooner than later, hoping that we do have a full class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's sign up at the library, you said?
Yeah, it's on the library website.
Okay.
PSGLIB.org. And if you go to the calendar, that's the quickest way to find the link. Go to the calendar and find November 2nd. And there's one event, which is me, and then you can register that way. The teens, though, for the 16 to 18-year-olds, I would imagine that they might need to call so that they're not charged. I'm not quite sure. But, again, the teenagers will be free to register.
Cool. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. And then today I have a kids' class at the library that's free, 3:30 to 4:30. I heard Julie this morning announce it. And we're doing a pumpkin patch hatch theme where we're using non-traditional painting tools to make a painting, so a fall painting.
All right, well, that sounds fun. A good way to get creative.
Yeah, lots of art, yes.
Okay. So I looked at, they showed me, handed me the PSA for this, the oil painting class. It says, you started off, it says it's for 16 and plus adults, right?
Yep.
But then you said 13 and up can go there for free and participate also?
Oh, no. So it's 16 to 18 is what I said, the teens. 16 to 18 are free.
Oh, okay.
That was on the library website.
Okay. Well, okay. We corrected.
Well, we'll fix that on our end.
Thanks, Julie. We got her. Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Ooh. All right. And then now we do have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. Is this me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. This is Barb Stelz, and I've got two things. One's a personal thing, and one's a library thing. And I do want to say thanks so much to Ashley for coming on there and talking about her class that she's got coming up. So first off, I have a queen-size mattress. It is, I've had it for about 8 years, but it was in storage for like probably half of that at least. It's a Saatva, S-A-A-T-V-A, super, super nice mattress. It's really deep. It's probably 15 inches.
Wow.
And it's a mix of innerspring and foam.
Whoa.
And nice. I am just trying to give that away to tell you the truth. I need it out of my house. My house is small, and it's standing up in there. So my number is 907-518-0133, and you can call or text, or you can message me on Facebook, whatever. And we can arrange for you to come and get it. The other thing I have is a library thing. When I was hearing Ashley talk, I wanted to let people know that Pia Riley is going to be having a class that is doing painted angels. And this has kind of been a great collaboration because the high school shop cut the wooden shapes for us. And so then they'll have a like a primer put on them. And then when you come to the show, I mean to the class, you can paint kind of in the folk style or any style you like, really. And you could probably do at least a couple of them. The class limit is 12. It's on Saturday, November 22nd, from 10 to 5.
Nice.
So it's a ways out. But I just wanted to give people a heads up because you can sign up now. Teens, like Ashley was saying, this one is teens 15 to 18 are free. Adults, the class is $75. And you can go to the website. You can check out Ashley's class and sign up for hers. And then later for November 22nd, you can sign up for Pia's class.
Oh, wow. Okay. Back to back.
So what's the date on Pia's class?
Pia's class is not till the 22nd of November. So we don't want to, you know. And Ashley's class is, you know, 3 weeks before that. So it's a little sooner. So,
and the fee for the adults is $120, you said? No, that was the other
one. No, the what now? I can't really hear you, Joe. Sorry.
The
class is for 15 and up. 15 up. 15 to 18, it's free.
Yeah.
And then it's $75 for adults.
$75.
Yeah.
Got it. Can you hear that? Can you hear that one?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Maybe I just got it. Get mic closer. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, all right. So mattress, call me.
I got
class,
that.
Class, call the library.
518-0133 for the mattress.
Yep.
Okay, thanks, Barb.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right. Well, it sounds like people can more or less hear you. I have you on two microphones. So.
Well, I'm in stereo.
Yeah, you are in stereo.
What's that song? I said I'm living in stereo. Anyhow, I'm living in stereo. But yeah, no, I try to talk loud, and it's close, too.
Uh-huh.
And you're
I can hear you.
Yeah, and well, the numbers are all the way up. I know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay. Sweet.
So, well, folks, if you do still have things to buy, sell, or trade, you can still call in at 907-772-3808. But maybe we should do a kind of rundown to see.
A rundown?
Yeah. What do you call it? A roundup.
No, you. I say that. Well, I just know either one works for me. You know, you've always called it a roundup, which is roundup all the.
No. Well, why we're winding down, rounding up. We're going to go through what.
We're going to give you the highlights of the calls so far.
Yeah.
How's that sound? Thanks, Isaiah. So we started off with the Rain Country Quilters. They have a silent auction at Oktoberfest they wanted to announce. So if you want to get involved with that and you're at Oktoberfest, go to their booth and look at the items and sign up an amount on any of the items they have. Probably a lot of cool items. But also the quilt show.
The quilt show is
at from 12 to 4. That's at Oktoberfest. Right?
So the quilt show is at the Lutheran Church.
Oh, Lutheran Church from 12 to 4.
Yes.
Saturday the 20th. And you can drop off your quilts at on Friday, early on Friday, if you want, so they can try to stretch them out the pews there. And if you have any questions on the quilts, call 907-518-0808. And somebody called, and they have a free refrigerator with a freezer on the bottom. If you're interested or need a refrigerator, freezer with the freezer on the bottom, call 518-0005. And Sally called. There's bingos on this weekend. They're I don't know. Did she say they weren't going to have it on Halloween?
I think she implied that because it's Halloween Saturday. I'm
guessing Friday is.
I have a feeling we will confirm that next week.
Or Friday, whatever. But anyhow, for this weekend, it's bingo will be on. Doors open at 6, starts at 7. And Sally's taking the night off, and everybody that brings snacks, and it's going to be
public style.
It's going to be a public bring the snack day, so it'll be a probably a borgerschmort of different snacks and stuff. Probably lots of stuff. If you're hungry or you want to play bingo, they encourage you to show up there. And she also said for Oktoberfest, 10 to 3 on Saturday. It's and you could drop off from 7 to 8 at. They don't want you to drop off your goods, but they want if you want to have a table or a display or something like that, and then bring your goods Saturday morning. But you can do that Friday night if you want. And then at Oktoberfest, the Muskeg Moliers are going to have a silent auction or a raffle. I'm getting my silent auctions and my tickets all messed up. Tickets are at the Oktoberfest, and the items can be seen in the window of the pilot. And Dave Ellis called. He's got a couple of rear bumpers for F-150s, new. So they are can be seen. They're probably for models early 2000s F-150s. And if you're interested, you can call Dave. I'll give you the number in a second. But he also has a stainless barbecue, kind of refurbished. He's kind of put the new grates on it, burners, so it should be in good shape. He wants $200 for that. And if you're interested in that, call Dave at 907-340-4771. Ashley Lure called, and jewelry. She'll have a jewelry display at the Oktoberfest if you're interested in some of her beautiful jewelry that can be seen there. And then she also says that she's going to have an oil painting class Sunday, November 2nd at the A&B Hall. It's for adults 16 plus, and it can be... It's $140 and it's from 9 to 5. It's an all-day class, and it will be at the ABN Hall. Sign up at the library or at petersburglibrary.org. And Barb called. She has a queen mattress, a Sattva brand. Sounds like a foreign brand. Sattva. S-A-A-T-V-A. Sattva. I see I have some, so it's like Swedish or something. Sattva brand. It's free. If you're interested in a queen mattress, call her at 907-518-0133. And she's also saying that at the library, P. O'Reilly's are going to have a painting class. It's Painted Angels. It's going to be happening on Saturday, November 22nd. So that's next month. She's getting advanced. It's 15 to 18 is free. 18 and above is $75. And I think I give 518-0133 for the mattress if you're interested. That's all I have on the rundown so far. Isaiah.
Yeah. I think that's pretty good. Well, we don't have another caller, so I think we should perhaps wrap up.
We got that one.
Yes.
Cool. Well, good being here back. Good being to enjoy it. And,
yeah. It's nice to hear your voice again.
I kind of missed being here. Yeah. Uh-huh. I listened to some of my replacements there, and it's just, the one week, I think it was probably the fundraiser.
Are you
week.
Throwing Bill, your predecessors under the
No, they're just not versed in it. You know, Bill has got a good radio voice. Bill did it one week, and I forget, and Robin, I think, did it one week, but she does Fridays usually. But yeah,
yeah.
I think I tuned in during fundraiser week there and listened to Bill Tremblay do it.
It's hard to match up to you, Joe.
I'm not dissing him on the radio just for everybody else. I dissed him to his face already and told him just as no Joe. He's no Joe.
Okay, well, you two can take it outside.
We're good friends. We don't do that. Thanks, Isaiah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.